Well, MSU Today continues interviews at the very, very impressive Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village in Flint, Michigan. We're on site. Our next guest is Linnell McKinney, Community Activities and Athletics Manager at the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. I will just add before we start the interview that Linnell went to Tuskegee University, grew up in Flint, played professional basketball all over the world, and now is back in Flint giving back to her community. Linnell, a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you very much.
Linnell, as you know, the Broom Empowerment Village is all about leadership development and empowerment. You have a very impressive background in athletics, and I know Broom is more than athletics, but explain a little bit about the connection between leadership development and athletics.
You know, what's important is when you're an athlete, there's a certain mindset that you have. And one is you have to be coachable. And not only that, you have to be disciplined. And you take that on into your life, which creates you to become a leader. So we develop not just the skill level, but also the life skill, so that you can be coachable, so that you can understand what it takes to become a team member. And that creates that environment of team effort, that camaraderie, that cohesiveness. You know, that's what a leader is, someone who can empower and to challenge and to change, if necessary, the mindset, so that people can understand what it takes to be a student athlete. So that's the importance of becoming a leader through sports. Yes.
You have some programs besides athletics, many others, in music and communication and literacy and all of that. But let's stay on sports for a bit. What are the programs you have currently? And tell us a little bit about your vision and your dream for the future that we heard about so eloquently just a few moments ago.
Yes. Well, right now we have our basketball program, girls and boys basketball program. We have our tennis program. We have our soccer program. We have gymnastics. We have boxing. And we're also in the process of implementing wrestling. That's just a few. Coming up fall, we're going to offer, you know, another set of fall activities as well. But what we want to do, we want to offer every sport, because we want our young – we also have swimming. We want our young people to be exposed to every sport if they have that desire. But what are we going to do is we're going to develop. It's going to be development, because you have to develop not just the skill, like I said earlier, but you also have to develop the child. So we're going to have the developmental part, and then we're going to train them to be elite athletes. So because we're going to be training them to be elite athletes, we're going to need the facilities. So that's the dream, is to have the sports dome where students can come in, do the training, do the development piece, but so that we can have elite tournaments and trainings, elite leagues from people that come from all across the country here back to the city of Flint, which is the mecca of sports. And then what's going to happen after that, we're going to have soccer. We're going to have football. We're going to have baseball. We're going to have basketball. We're going to have gymnastics. We're going to have all of that. They're going to be coming from all across the world to come back to the city of Flint to compete against our athletes, our student elite athletes. Yes.
I think a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with how many great athletes, including yourself, have come out of this city.
Yes.
And it's absolutely amazing. These programs, though, are they for children of all ages, or are there different age groups, or how does it work?
Yes. Well, our soccer program starts from age 4, and also our gymnastics. Our programs start age 5, but there are some students who can start at age 4. So, you know, it's 4 all the way up to age 17. So all school-age students. Our programs are free of charge. And what we want to do is offer this to these children because there's a demand. Yes, we were at one time. We produce more professional athletes than any city in the history of America. We're coming back to that. We're developing our children into student elite athletes, but we're also giving every child an opportunity. We want golf. We want lacrosse. You know, we want every sport, because who knows whether or not we have a future Olympian gymnast? Who knows whether or not we have a future Olympic swimmer? But if we don't offer it to them, we will never know.
Your own story is kind of amazing because you spoke earlier. You said that when you were a little girl growing up in Flint, there were all sorts of things available to you that helped you to realize your dreams. A lot of those programs have gone away. The Village is one of these ways that Flint is trying to come back to what it was when it was in its heyday.
Yes, sir. So back then they had the community ed program where we could walk to the school. So now we don't have that anymore. But guess what? That's what the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village is. That's what we're offering now. Students can come, even though they might not be able to walk, because, you know, they might stay from further away from, you know, from the area. But we're busing students during our after-school program. We bring in students through the MTA. But the thing about it is that when I was 8 years old, I had a dream. And that dream was to play professional basketball. They didn't have a girls' program, even though they had opportunities for us to develop. I had to play on the boys' basketball team, but I held on to my dream. And when I got to middle school, I had to hold on my dream, and I played on the boys' first female to ever play on the boys' middle school basketball team. Eventually, they started the girls' program. So as you know, I became the first to come out of Flint to play college ball on a scholarship because Title IX was not available then. I was one of the 15 in 1980 to make the Olympic team. After that, I was the first female to come out of Flint to be drafted into the Professional Basketball League here in the United States. The first of 15 Americans to travel to Europe. So they called me the pioneer of women's basketball. Why? Because I held on to my dream. And so that's why we have the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. I call it the building of dreams, because we want every child to come in and understand, realize that you can dream again. And that's what we're about.
You know, one thing that strikes me, and you know, part of this, I think of our good mutual friend, Judge Duncan Beagle,
yes.
Passionate about sports and leadership development, other members of this community. Sports is sort of a catalyst that can bring all of Flint together.
Yes, yes, you are so right. You are so right. You know, sports brings the world together. You know, we compete in the Olympics, you know, and I mean, it's almost like they close everything up just so we can watch the NBA championship or NFL championship or soccer championships. You know, everybody's glued to the television. So, but what we want to see is we want to see everybody glued to our young people developing. So, and that's the reason why I'm passionate about what I'm doing, because I know it works. Not only does it work so that it can bring all people from all walks of life together right here at the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village, we have soccer fields, we have football fields, we have baseball fields, we have the dome. People will come from all across the world to come here and watch our children perform. But not only watch them perform, but watch them become elite athletes. Not only watch them become elite athletes, we have a tutoring program. We have a character counts program to build character. It's about the holistic child. It's about the child being able to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to become when I turn 20, 25, 30, even though some of them might not go to college, but they still have a dream. They still have a vision. They still have a talent. They still have a gift. They can become entrepreneurs. It's about giving our children the opportunity to live their dream. And if we could all live our dream, what a wonderful world this place would be.
And what a wonderful town Flint will again become if these young people, some of them have the same passion that you do, to give back to their community once they've been out in the world, come back to Flint, and keep the good times rolling.
Absolutely. You know what? That's what life is all about. Leaving a legacy so that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 100 years from now, when we all have left this earth, somebody will look back and say, you know what? I was able to live my dream because they laid the foundation. And that's what we're about today.
I've been talking with the very vibrant and very enthusiastic Lynell McKinney. She is the community's activities and athletics manager at the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. Lynell, I had a chance to talk to you on the phone earlier, but it's a great pleasure to meet you in person.
I'll tell you, it is a great opportunity for me to stand here and meet you and talk with you and express to the world what we're doing here. And thank you for this opportunity.